Oh, here's an idea. I got an idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea. Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit down. Here's an idea.
Okay, so...
What?
Nope, you're going to start the podcast by introducing us.
I will.
Usually Joel starts someone else do it. Let's try someone else doing it.
I'm always the best.
This is the worst start of any episode so far.
I just wanted to throw a curveball into the whole thing. I think only I should do it
because my God. I'm the best.
Yeah, go.
Welcome to Here's an Idea, the Explosum Writers Room podcast, where we, the four Explosum boys, are charged to conceive, write, and perform a weekly animated script.
You say that every week as if you're surprised that you just said it. And perform?
Yeah, that's Dave.
Come on, either you have such terrible lack of memory when it comes to saying that sentence over and over again, or you're genuinely surprised that we're even in this position.
That would be like me waking up and saying, all right, it's me, Rob, fresh in the morning. I'm going to brush my teeth, going to wash my hair, and put some clothes on.
Good exposition for the day, Rob.
Except you're like, I'm Rob, and I'm going to brush my teeth? What?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Chris, how do you start the day? You look in the mirror and what do you say?
I start by screaming and swearing as loud as I can. And then I give two middle fingers to God. And then, you know, I brush my teeth, stretch my nipples, crack all my knuckles, bend all my elbows, you know, the usual.
I look into the mirror and I hear what you have screamed because I get the other end of your mirror.
You guys live in adjacent homes or what?
No, we just have kind of a our mirrors are linked by Bluetooth.
I lean over, give Chris give Rob a kiss on the forehead.
Yes.
I get up.
He gives Rob a Chris on the forehead.
Yeah, Chris a rub and Rob a kiss.
Chris. And then I go and use Rob's toothbrush to brush my teeth.
Hey, wait a minute.
Okay, then that's everybody.
To brush my teeth?
Well, little do you know.
I'm Joel. You're?
Dave.
Dave? Who's that?
I'm Rob.
And that leaves who?
Who's left?
That's me. I'm Chris.
Who's that boy?
He's confident.
Yeah, you got the biggest introduction out of all of us, I think.
You think so?
You got to do jazz hands and go, it's me, Chris Wilson.
That's fine.
I've been practicing them in the front of the mirror, just introductions.
Oh, that's...
And he gets less than us anyway because he's so far away.
So last week, we actually left.
We're recapping?
Yeah, the last episode, because people are wondering if we're okay.
I think people are dying to hear the next part
screams.
Of the exposition.
You guys are probably wondering why we left the office, left the room last week.
I don't give a shit.
Immediately started screaming and bloody agony. And I want you guys to know that we're okay.
Speak for yourself.
Are you not okay?
Well, here's what happened. We opened the big metal door. We didn't open it. It opened.
Yeah.
For the first time in months. And we stepped out on those screams you heard were because we realized we were just in a regular office.
It was everybody was so bored and dead inside.
Technically, it opened before that because I came back from
I didn't look
out. It was horrifying. There were people doing accounting. There were people like writing schedules.
Somebody
phone. On a phone.
There was a plant in a pot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard a guy say synergy in passing. That's when we ran inside and closed the door.
I'm not going back out there.
So we're
going
to stay in the writer's room from now on, I think. Like, the door is unlocked. We can leave whenever we want, but I feel safer in here.
Not going to do it. Yeah.
Am I the only one?
I feel like this room
I think you two are the only ones.
My cage
I'm
and security blanket.
I'm enthused to go out there.
Mortally.
What do you think, Chris?
I'm very afraid of staplers and sticky notes and just kind of inner office humor.
You guys are pussies.
Yeah.
I'd take a stapler or a sticky note.
Can you imagine having to talk to somebody on an elevator?
Oh, God. And there's so many elevators in Explosum.
I'd rather pull a ponytail out my dick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to tell you. I forgot. I'm so glad you reminded me.
Yeah.
I started watching the old show Deadwood on HBO a couple weeks ago, and I'm almost halfway through season two.
Is that the one that's set in Wyoming?
No, close enough. Yeah. Utah, South Dakota.
Okay.
So I was telling these boys that it's pretty good, but I forgot to tell you specifically, Chris, that we just finished a whole like 3-episode arc where a guy has kidney stones and the best they can think to do is shove a rod up his dick.
I mean, that's my first solution.
Because it's 1870 and change.
Yeah. Did he, before it happened, did he say, hi, I'm Deadwood. Welcome to Jackass.
Bring, bring, bring. Johnny Deadwood.
That's some
names
backwoods fucking medicine right there.
Why would
it's like, okay, you have stones coming out of your penis. That sucks. How about we put a big metal rod in there, then you will forget about the stones.
Back it was to putting, too big.
Back to putting shit in the penis. This happens every week, along with the shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The coming.
Hey.
Welcome to the Explosive Writers Room, where we talk about putting things in our dicks, Dave. That's half of our scripts.
Do you have a problem with how we do things here?
Yeah.
We're untethered.
Would you rather be out there filling out a Google calendar?
You are not untethered. You are tethered by your own fear.
Dave's right. There are a couple traditions.
What if that's a paradise of no dick talk or...
Right.
Dave, this writer's room is the only place in this building where we can actually be ourselves, and I don't want you jeopardizing that your bullshit complaints. If you were out there, you'd be signing
earlier when you were talking about how many Jews you thought died in the Holocaust, you could only say that in this room.
Exactly.
You say that
it's a safe space.
Here we go. Now, Dave's right. There's a couple traditions here, and there's usually some discussion about what to do with your penis that's unorthodox. There's usually some reference to a band or that sounds like an album from a band, and then there goes right into Holocaust or Hitler talk pretty quickly.
Those are the three pillars of comedy.
The foundations of truth and comedy.
Yes.
Yeah, there is an element of racism in this whole podcast. I'm wondering where it's coming from.
It's Rob.
Oh, thanks.
That's the element of racism you're worried about. Mm. His name's Rob.
Everyone named Rob is racist. It starts with the same letter.
Here's my first question. This is not an idea. Because, again, we don't have to come up with ideas.
Because
we're free.
Can you remind me why?
Oh, it's our boss, Mr. Explosum, flew to the moon on a time claim.
You're right. Yeah. I don't know why I forgot about that.
Yeah,
that
he's the one that made us write
that
scripts.
That was a big thing.
We don't have to do anything anyone says anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think
we have
a boss.
We're like kids in a 90s cereal commercial. We can do whatever we want, and parents can fuck off.
Well, we can have pizza anytime.
Right.
Let's pick what we can talk about.
Parents
since
just
a whole
don't
breadth
get it.
Of topics out there.
Parents don't know why Apple Jacks taste like butts, or why Honeycomb Crisp, or whatever the fuck. Why we're eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch
tree.
For breakfast.
Yeah. And they don't know why I take such long showers every morning.
Well, I mean, they probably do.
It's because you're eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's because the water comes out real slow, and it drops real slow.
Are you saying he's like tub-girling his shower with Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
He's filling it up. The top layer is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Underneath that, you got your Fruit Loops.
No.
And you've got your...
Glazelle. Swimming through with my ass in the air, just having a milk bath, cereal bath.
Chris, what are you doing in there?
I'm clipping my nails.
Damn it, boy. Are you swimming around in Count Chocula again?
No, I swear.
How many gallons of 2% milk would it take to fill a bathtub?
I mean, you could probably look that up right now on the internet.
I'm not going to do your math.
I bet it's 50.
Go ask Mr. Googly Boy. Are we taking bets on this?
I bet it's 50.
I'm going to say 20.
I'm going to say 60.
I've got a garden tub, though.
I mean, how big is the bath?
I have a garden
bathtub
tub.
Should be a unit of measurement on its own. Hmm. You know?
Yeah, I've always preferred, like, when you go to Sonic and they ask you what size drink you want, and I say I'd like mine served in an iron clawfoot bathtub.
Because that's gonna stain.
Yeah, that's gonna leave some lime skill.
No, there's porcelain on the inside where the drink goes.
Hey, you know what cereal commercial I always loved?
Let's hear it.
Those Fruity Pebbles.
What about
you always
him?
Had Fred Flintstone.
Nope.
You remember him, right?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, everyone's favorite.
Rob, you setting me up for a bit? What are you doing?
No, because he was always out and about doing his normal day, which involved eating Fruity Pebbles. And then out of nowhere, his best friend in the world, Barney, would come up, usually in a costume of some kind, and like take his Fruity Pebbles or ask for them. He'd be like, all right, you're some random person who isn't my friend. By all means, have my Fruity Pebbles.
And then
the costume falls off, and he goes, Barney! And he realizes...
And he says, Barney,
yeah.
The one thing I told you is I will never give you my cereal.
Exactly.
Never!
Yeah.
Fred, I'm just trying to help you out because you're putting on a bit too much weight. I'm concerned about your chronic heart conditions.
Yeah.
A cockatoo gets the cereal.
I need to take the cereal away, Fred.
A spaceman? He can have the cereal. But not
just
you,
give me the cereal, Fred. It's for your own good.
Never.
Not you, Barney.
Never
for
you.
Your own good.
I mean, why is that your favorite? Because that was every single cereal mascot. That was Trix Rabbit. That was Lucky Charms. That was Cookie Crisp when they were all prisoners.
It was my favorite because of one particular commercial where he dressed up as like some kind of like Xena warrior princess. He had this whole getup where he had like boobs with a coconut bra.
I remember this one.
And he rescued him from a dragon, and Fred was smitten. He was checking him out, eyeing him toe to head, and he's like, "Whoa!"
Well, first of all,
what
I'm
a woman!
Because a dragon is a mythical creature,
and then his boobs,
a dinosaur.
I mean, it may have been a dinosaur. I'm surprised the dragons would exist.
Wait, did he show him his boobs?
It's from. I think his coconut tits fell off, and he had a regular Barney like flat
and
chest.
He said, "Oh, baby, your coconut tits fell
he went,
off."
Barney, yes. I almost fucked you. I was this close,
Barney. I got a boner looking at you, Barno pal.
I would have let you do it, Fred.
I'm freaking pissed, Barney.
You ruined our friendship by giving me a confused erection.
Now I've got feelings for you, Barney.
I was going to friend. I think we should just be friends. Like
I was
going
to propose to you, Barn.
I had my fuck stick ready so to put in.
I was
you,
about
Barn.
To leave my family, Barney.
Yes,
well, I was no, about to break up with Wilma. Barn.
I was about to cheat on my wife, Wilma.
That's the next step. Is that he does?
That's maybe
that,
your problem.
That says more about you than it does me, Fred.
That commercial goes 20% the other way, and he gets the cereal, and he says, "So, if you like that box of cereal, maybe you want to, you know," and then they start a long-term relationship that eventually leads to the dissolution of his marriage.
Hmm.
And he moves in with his new hot bitch,
Barney. Are you talking
Barney.
About if Barney stayed in disguise the whole
forever.
Time?
Forever!
Yeah, so his friend Barney disappears.
This is working great.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so 10 years into it, he's like, "You know, Barnina, I love you, but I miss my friend Bud."
I just keep thinking about Bonnie.
Just keep thinking about Bud.
Whatever happened to him?
Well, what if outside the...
What if I'd given him my cereal? Maybe he wouldn't have left.
What if outside his marriage to Wilma, Fred's obsessed. He gets horribly obsessed with Barnita. He leaves a trail of Fruity Pebbles down to the basement of his house.
Yeah. Like E.T. trying to leave.
No, Joseph Fritzl's Barney locks him up in there.
You're going to have my children, Barnita.
You're going to be eating cereal. Oh,
he's boxing Helena's Barney. Breaks
Why
his leg so
work?
He can't leave his bed.
Oh, no.
Why is it not working, Barnita? Your inside's not working? Why can't I get your preggers?
Well, here's a question. Do you guys have that friend where if they just put on a wig and fake breasts, then they're suddenly
they look like
your
Joseph
dream girl?
Fritzl?
Oh.
Yeah, it's Rob.
I can name a couple of guy
well,
friends.
Dave doesn't have a beard, so I was thinking Dave.
Oh,
what do you mean?
You like said you my dream girl.
Like a big...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Dave doesn't have a beard, so I think out of all four of us, I think if he put on a wig and stuffed some like two pillows up his shirt or whatever, I think he'd be the most likely.
Is this like a mob
and then we
thing
can all run the train on him.
Yeah.
Is this like a mob thing where you're turning against me?
This is you trying to get into our cereal by dressing up like a...
This is you trying to get into my pants collectively.
Well, I mean, if you get into my cereal...
You'd be wearing more of a leopard skin cloak than pants.
Okay, instead of... Well, instead of cereal, what would you try and entice?
My Jaffa cakes.
Yeah, so
Bonnie,
you put on
my
a wig.
Dave, my Jaffa cakes.
Sorry, those cakes.
Sorry, Chris.
Sorry, Chris. I couldn't help you eat your Jaffa cakes.
Okay, so okay. Wait. Chris, Dave comes up to Chris and says, "Hey, Chris, can I have some of your Jaffa cakes?" Chris said, "Now, Dave, get the
your
fuck
own,
out.
David.
Yeah,
you're a real bad friend, Chris. Yeah, so then Dave, give me one of your Jaffa cakes."
So Dave, hungry for a snack, formulates a plan. He goes around a corner. He gets in full drag, as good as he can.
You know something? There are pictures of me dressed as a lady, and I make a smoking hot lady.
I agree.
I went to a Halloween party dressed as Belle, and Derek actually gave me the eye. He looked me up and down and went, "Oh, Dave."
Never heard of this Derek guy, but I heard your story.
A pal
that
passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you come back and say,
"Hey.
Hey.
Now I've got this for you."
Hi. And then Chris says,
I say, "Oh, hey, have we met? Who are you?"
"Hello, beautiful lady. Would you like some of my orange chocolatey treats?"
Yeah.
I say, "Fuck yeah."
And then
I'll suck your dick for those Jaffa cakes.
And he said, That's what I figured. Yeah.
Anyway,
typical cereal transaction over here.
Well, what would you give me then?
Me?
Yeah.
If you were dressed as a sexy lady?
Yeah.
I'd probably give you like rides.
Well, like,
if I was busy and I got a text from Lady Dave that said, "I got to get to the courthouse.
I need to get to 7-Eleven for
gonna
a
take
sandwich."
He says, "I got to get to the courthouse. They're going to take my kids."
You'd Uber her?
Yeah, no, I'd go get her. Yeah, I'd be like, "Hey, I had to leave work and my wife doesn't know.
You give me a ride? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You give me a ride."
And then I would think, what if something happened when we, you know, ran out of gas or whatever?
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Like, I'd be like, "Oh, no."
Oh, well, that's
Davina.
When Dave would he's like, "Here, check this out." And he'd go to the side of the road and hike his pants up and show a little
and
leg, and then a car
out.
Would pull over immediately.
No, he pulls out his leg sized dick. It's wearing a fishnet.
Whoa.
Well, that's flattering.
And a trucker goes, "Whew, whew." Oh. Auga.
Have you ever had your dick sucked at 60 mile an hour? From a passing trucker.
Well, he's only going aruga because his horn broke. So
aruga.
He's gasoline out the window.
Aruga.
Aruga.
I hope that dick's shaved.
Oh, man.
Otherwise,
does anyone need
smooth.
To shave their dick?
I shave my dick to make my balls look bigger.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's going on with your dick? Does it look like a cactus or what?
It looks like a pipe cleaner. Why?
I only shave the inside of my dick.
Good. You what?
We're back.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. Chris didn't hear.
Oh, good. I'm glad Chris missed that.
Chris, he said he shaved the inside of his dick.
I'm in my happy place right now.
Okay. Rob, if I was a beautiful lady, what would you get me? I've got my ride from Joel. I've got my sustenance from Chris.
Would let you play my video game saves, and like I wouldn't even care.
Oh, why? Because
that's love.
I'd be like, look, I want to play Resident Evil 4.
Yeah,
and then I load up your latest game save, but you finish the game, all I get to watch are the credits over and over again.
Sure, but I'd give you a back rub while you're doing it.
Oh,
it'd be nice.
Oh, okay.
This is getting even better.
And then your hair would fall off, and I'd go, Dave. My video games.
You'd be.
I really want to play Resident Evil 4, Rob.
You'd be slightly penetrated.
Yeah.
Of Dave,
slightly.
What? Yeah, he'd be. He
would I be slightly penetrated by Rob?
He would injure you slightly, and then your wig jostles off. Your poorly placed wig.
As he slowly rocks his penis into me.
Wait a minute. I don't know.
My wig falls off.
And Rob is.
Are you fan fictioning me?
Yes, Rob is.
Please, continue.
My wig jumps up like a hat. Going.
Rob is right in your ear going, is that too fast? And you're going, no. And then your wig goes, boink.
No.
Dave!
My virginity.
You tricked me into getting in your ass, Dave.
David, my hymen.
I'm only 3/4 inches in, but still, maybe that makes it weirder.
Yeah, see, we can write our own fan fiction before anyone else does.
Oh, that's a good.
Hey, what if we wrote fan fictions about each other instead of scripts?
Are you saying you want to? We've done instead of scripts. We've done that a few times.
I'm pretty sure there's about 4 scripts where we've just kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one about meeting Chris. That was straight up family fan fiction.
It wasn't erotic fan fiction, though. We were just going to Comic Con to meet him. Well, I mean,
when Norman Reedus was decapitated, I did all right.
Or are you thinking about the one where we all got in the truck and you were the one being plotted?
No, those weren't about us.
No, there was one where a guy in a truck took his son to meet Chris Wilson at Comic Con.
It's not weird if we're role playing.
Right.
Well, all of this is weird.
There was one about being mouth horny for peanut butter where it involved blowjobs.
Yeah, Rob and Chris were sucking and fucking in that one.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about the past, guys.
No, let's talk about the future.
Yeah, let's talk about our free futures, free of Mr. Explosum and free of all boss.
Let's talk about how we're going to suck and fuck in different ways.
No, let's not.
Oh, okay.
Wait, we got 2 different reactions here.
Oh, okay.
This is how democracy works.
I just want.
Chris, what's your thinking?
What's my thinking?
Would you like that or not?
I want to know how we suck and fuck in the future.
Okay.
Well, in the future, you would have robots do everything for you.
Yeah.
You'd have your little fuckhole.
You know, like in Infinity War when all of Tony's nanoparticles are in his shirt?
Oh,
we would all have that shirt, but it would reach down your pants and grab your dick.
Tony Stark thought of that, and I'm sure that was a deleted scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, once he turned his inner suit voice into a girl.
Yeah, you knew.
It was suck time, fuck time, all day, every day.
If there was like a robot brothel. Would you guys go?
A brothel. Yeah, I would absolutely sign up.
I said that really quick, but yes.
A robot brothel. Seems like brothel.
Why? What kind of things does the robot brothel offer that a regular brothel cannot, apart from the opportunity to fuck a robot?
Also, say robot brothel 10 times really fast.
Robot brothel, robot brothel, robot brothel, robot brothel. Can I get a robot that has spider legs, for example, like an arachnotron?
You can get any kind of robot
you
want.
Can I fuck that?
But I would suggest that VR makes that kind of redundant.
VR takes care of the visuals, and then the robots take care of the penetration.
All you need is a robot on like a mechanical.
That's the most important part.
Here's all you have to do. You have a fleshlight on a mechanical arm that can do anything. It's like the thing that builds cars, except with a fleshlight on the end. And you put on a VR headset, and then it could be anything. You could be fucked by a whale.
No,
you could be fucked
by
a spider.
But you
got to
feel it on you. So it's got to be, there's got to be like a sandbag.
Have you ever seen Ready Player One?
In the future, there's a sandbag sex machine.
Ready Player One, they have these full-body suits that apply pressure to them so they can make out with each other in cyberspace.
And you're grabbing your own tits right
now. I'm trying to show you what I mean.
Also, your premise is already better than Ready Player One.
I spent
about 20 minutes watching that
movie was
and immediately
garbage.
Fucking threw my TV out the window.
So do it a better way. What I'm saying is a beanbag chair, right? Mm. So the beanbag chair like lays on you, and you're like, that's a person. It's a floppity person. And then there's the robot.
You're not going to be the engineer of this brothel. It's pretty absurd.
Does your ideal woman have the shape of a beanbag chair?
Maybe, or a massage chair.
Is she full of beans?
What?
Rob's ideal woman is a big mechanical arm.
Well, yeah, don't kink shame me.
No, an industrial car making arm.
But you also want to be blindfolded so it can maybe tap you on the shoulder or poke you anywhere.
Hey, I'm
the first time that car making arm with, like, you know, 9,000 pounds of per square inch of force touches your dick, it's just going to take it right off.
That's the risk I'm willing to take.
Do you think the guy that invented that, like, the first thing he obviously did in the back room of his house was went, but can it fuck?
That's everything.
That's
where every innovation comes from.
Yeah. Mr. Hands.
You know Thomas Edison was rubbing light bulbs on his butt.
Shoving them up his asshole. Yeah, someone else, wait, no, what if we plug it into the wall?
What? That's crazy. That'll never work.
Edison said...
well, the thing is, he didn't like jerking off in the dark. And he's like, how can we make this better?
He got scared.
Yeah.
What's he scared of in the dark?
Oh, he don't know who's in there.
Yeah. In his dick?
He couldn't see his beautiful penis.
Yeah.
Not in his dick.
And he said, gentlemen, I come before you today to suggest that we should not wonder at the appearance of our beautiful pricks at night, but feast upon them with our eyes in the
darkness.
And
before that, they had candles, and people were always lighting their pubes
burning
on fire.
Their dicks on burning their dicks on
accident, so that's not
putting
good.
Candle holders around their penis.
Yeah, have you ever ear-candled your dick?
Ear-candled?
I haven't.
Oh, God. No, I don't want to think about that at all. All right, that's worse than putting stuff in it.
Yikes.
Chris, what if...
Sucking the air out of your dick?
What if we put a wick in your dick and then burned it for either warmth or vision?
Go on.
Okay, that's not the reaction I was expecting.
That's what they do in the Catholic Church at Christmas time, I think. They
light, put that little ring around it?
They light one white dick and four purple dicks for every week
of
the Advent.
You're thinking of a menorah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that, like, you know, like something like a butter churner started for female masturbation, and then they're like, hey, hold on, if we just put a little bit of... little bit of dairy down here. We've got ourselves a nice
two birds, one stone.
Yeah. What does a butter churner look like again?
It's like
what
a bucket. It's like a bucket with a like bucket. A thing on the top, like a stick that you push up and down.
Okay, so is that for a lady to sit on? Is that the implication?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chris, I'm positive you probably already know this, but do you know why witches ride brooms?
Go on.
The reason people thought witches could fly and ride brooms is they would smear their sort of toxic brain fucking goo that they would make, like, out of, like, toad poisons and whatnot. What am I trying to say? Psychotropic drugs that they would make.
Oh, cool.
They would smear them on broom handles and then ride them in the woods because that was the easiest way to get that stuff in the system.
That's kind of
a good time. I'm sure people are doing that here in Colorado.
Yeah.
There's so many easier ways to get a substance into your body than riding a broom around.
Yeah, that's what moths
are
for.
Well, but then the guys would be like, look at all these crazy women riding broomsticks.
That turns me on.
Oh, I have to go jack off now, god damn it.
Mm. Oh, no, Black Philip the goat's been staring at too many ladies rubbing the willy parts out in the forest.
He's gone mad.
Black Philip the goat's gone mad.
Black Philip
we
the goat.
Turned his milk into butter.
Oh, my God.
And they're...
I don't know.
There came the first butter churner.
I love that we went from history to the past, all in one masturbation conversation.
History is the past.
Yeah, time is a spectrum.
It's deep.
Time's a flat hamburger, man.
Time's a spectrum, and we're all on it.
Time is a speculum.
Time is a clam. Time clam.
Oh, here's an idea.
Please.
Yeah, Chris,
wait.
He said it. He said the name. What's your idea?
Do we do ideas? No one's paying us.
Oh, that's a good point. Never mind. I'll say.
I'm not in it for
all right, Chris.
Chris isn't in it for the money, Joel.
Let's hear it.
Yeah,
let's be
this
artists.
Is just exhibition match. If we ever do need an idea again.
This is a friendly. It's a friendly.
A scrimmage. Okay.
I have written down here penguin. A penguin.
A penguin.
Oh, a penguin.
A penguin.
Penguin.
Panguish. To cause panguish in your body.
Panguish.
Yeah. So a penguin goes around.
Penguin goes around looking at airplanes and falling over, and then it can't get back up.
That's
because
a
nature went.
That's a penguin.
Idea.
He's right.
A penguin.
A penguin.
A common
turns
mistake.
Into a penguin.
Yeah.
Yes. Sorry. I didn't.
A penguin is covered
school.
In knives and pizza cutters and thumbtacks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, pizza cutters.
To be honest,
they're stabbed into like, it, or it's like an Iron Maiden, but outwards.
Like an outwards Iron Maiden, totally. Like a cactus. Okay.
I don't think a penguin needs to be accessorized to be dangerous, though, because think about how fast they go when they're sliding on their bellies, beak first. Like, if they got going, like down a hill, they could pierce your face.
If you're strong enough, you could throw in like a dart.
Yeah.
But what if they had darts instead of beaks?
That's true. Yeah. See, that's a penguin
but
right
what
there.
What if darts, not beaks?
Yeah,
well, I like the idea of making all sorts of penguins and then having them battle it out to see which penguin is most efficient in fighting.
You mean like the emperor penguin versus the garden penguin?
your common variety garden penguin.
I was imagining robot wars, except with penguins.
I was
exactly. I was as well. Yes. Yeah,
you,
it's like
you accessorize
bots.
Your penguin. Yeah, you accessorize your
so
penguin.
So one of the penguins' head spins
one's
violently.
One's got a flamethrower on his head.
Yeah, but then they've got the house penguins that are really fucking turned up with lasers.
And they have tank treads like Johnny Five.
And they'll pick up the other penguins and hold them over fire.
Holy shit.
Pits of flame.
Yeah, I would watch this Planet Earth. I feel like that would be a good one.
I think it would stink a lot. There'd be penguin shit everywhere, which is a danger for penguins to slip over. Robots are also already finding it hard to stay up.
It'd be delicious penguin meats.
Yeah. That sounds like, newspaper headline. All over the world, robots are struggling to stay up.
They look at planes too much.
We've made them too tall, says industry leaders.
Oh, whoops.
Sorry.
Oops.
Yeah, they thought the only way to wash windows of the new high-rise invention was a robot as tall as a building.
<That's> terrifying. But as thin as a noodle. Hello. Just stretches all the way up.
I'm here to wash the window. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that was an idea. I believe you.
Yeah.
It definitely was one.
Like, I mean,
I imagine it has like just two big blades instead of wings.
Do you want to? Wow. Do penguins have wings, or are they more flippers?
They're wings.
They're flippers. Flippers, that's right.
They started out as wings. They used to be wings.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, so
evolution is real. Okay. Let's hear it, Rob.
Okay, so you see your robots, right? Those started out as dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
First they became birds.
Sure.
Then fish.
Uh-huh.
And that's where penguins came from.
Oh.
And then some of those guys, a small group of them, became monkeys.
That sounds
like
then
the other half of them became
If penguins
robots.
Were before monkeys, why do we still have monkeys?
Right. He's got a point. Shit.
Because they time travel.
Checkmate atheists.
Check. I said check mark, but I meant checkmate.
Who's check mark?
Check mark.
Check mark.
Gotcha. Is that like a point for me? Like check mark.
Yeah.
Good point.
Smiley face.
A plus atheists.
I didn't believe in evolution until I was smart.
How old were you when you became smart?
Mid, early 20s, maybe?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I believed in evolution, but that was my final death nail was like,
so were you like, did you
all
go,
this has
did,
to be
did
fake.
Did you go to like Jesus camps that told
yes.
you that evolution was Satan's
100%.
Work? Okay.
If you ever watched that documentary, Jesus Camp, I went to a place completely indistinct from
oh,
that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. I don't think I didn't believe in young earth creationism, but I think I did believe in creation.
Intelligent design.
I think that's what I liked. Yeah.
Listening to these diatribes while you go into Jesus camp, it's almost like, gah, none of it means anything because what they think is so obviously unbelievable
right.
that it's like almost pointless to say. It's like, why even fucking talk about that stuff?
Well, it's my trauma.
It's unbelievable
it's my life,
people
Dave.
Believe that kind of stuff.
It's my life. Well, what was super
it's
unbelievable?
It's my life.
It's my life. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it unless you really want to let me lay on the couch and cry.
I always like the argument that, like, you know, a 747 couldn't just build itself suddenly, so evolution sucks.
Give
like,
it a year.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, which side are you on? Are you saying that if you watched a pile of airplane parts long enough, a gust of wind would put them together?
I think
if you leave enough monkeys with typewriters, a 747 will eventually get built. Yeah.
They'll build a fucking airplane.
Out of monkeys. They'll all grab onto each other and build a like.
That is the plot of the current Planet of the Apes franchise.
That's also a current Spirit Airlines policy, I think.
Right.
That'd be Plane of the Apes.
Yeah,
Planets of the Apes.
Plane of the Apes.
Plane of the Apes.
That's a completely different movie.
It stinks like shit. It propels itself.
You could also
it
call
was
that
Delta
movie.
The entire time.
Yeah.
Oh, he who delted it, smelted it.
You
I like the first movie in the franchise called Apes Are a Plane. That's also a good one.
Apes Are
Wait,
a Plane.
You blew it up. You maniacs. That's how they do it, man.
Do you guys have any ideas?
No. Oh,
I want to
say
talk,
idea.
I actually wanted to talk about something political.
Oh good.
Which, I was waiting for us to become a politics podcast.
I mean, we've already talked about how religion
no one's done that yet.
We've
so.
Already
we've
talked
already
about how religion
into the heavy
is bullshit.
Set, but I just want to talk
is
about
this similar
how much,
to the religious talk.
I just want to talk about how much the island of Sodor from Thomas the Tank Engine is going to spring back into economic prosperity now that big coal's coming back.
What?
Okay, I don't know about this island. You'll have to help me out.
Oh, you do. Have you never seen Thomas the Tank Engine? Of course you have.
I don't remember the island. Is that where they are? Just the island?
It's the island where, for some reason, there's 30 trains to an island that is maybe 3 miles wide.
And has four people.
I didn't
people.
Know that it took place on an island. I assumed it was just in the middle of England, it's just somewhere out there.
No, it's on an island, apparently, that's okay. to the west of England, out in the Irish Sea somewhere. Right. And they've crammed it full of trains with faces on them.
Is this like Jurassic Park, where a rich guy bought an island and then turned...
maybe.
It's a lot of trains for a small
combined
island.
Train DNA with humans?
Yeah, the FET controller.
Okay.
Welcome to my life's work. I've been putting human faces on trains.
It's like Dr. Moreau.
he's attaching human faces to trains to see if they'll
and
stick.
And then throwing some frog DNA in there.
The most dangerous game is hunting human trains.
And instead of finding out that they're all female, you find out that they're all voiced by Ringo Starr.
No, they're all dudes. And you can't, what are you freaked out by that? Don't worry about it.
There's like a girl train that wears a bow or whatever.
Seems like a lot of
like
trains.
Oh, like Smurfette.
Yeah, the train that's into girly shit.
Do they run train?
Do they rail?
Do they completely rail her?
Never mind.
I get it.
Do they put coal in her caboose? Huh? Me too, guys. Me
right,
too.
Right? Right?
Hey.
Pretty good. That's pretty good, man.
That's all the train jokes. We did them all. Congrats.
I feel like...
I think, that's dried up. Big Cole's gone. No more talk about the island of Sodor.
I was curious to hear Sodor. I've never heard of... Wait, hang on, what?
What? Wait, Mr. Explosum's
Holy
gone.
Shit, the red phone.
Oh, it's probably just...
Fuck.
It's probably just someone saying that my lunch is here.
All right, let's answer it.
I'm going to scoop this up.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go ahead and answer it. Hello?
Hello, boys. How's it going?
Are you delivering the food? The sandwich? Jimmy? Is this Jimmy John's?
Oh, no. My name is Mrs. Explosum, and I'm very happy to meet you all.
But I thought you were dead.
Sorry, Mrs. Explosum. All three of us just stepped on the same Lego tech.
Say Mr. Explosum, but a girl?
Girl. I was saying girl, but you guys...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, stop interrupting.
Wait, sorry, go on. I'm sorry. Mrs. Explosum.
So,
nice to meet you.
You all know that today is writing day, don't you?
Of course. Every day is writing day.
I thought today was talking about penises and sex machines and trains.
Chris, shut up, goddamn it, Chris!
No, every day is writing day, and every night, too. You know this.
Oh, right. Yes, writing day.
Writing.
Oh, man, I've written so much. My God. My hands.
Wait, so I...
Hang on! Mrs. Explosum, first of all, let me welcome you. Are you our boss?
Of course I am. My name is Mrs. Explosum. Let's think about this for a minute.
What does that mean? Who are you to us?
Well, I am your boss, and I am expecting a script from you, so...
Well, that seems reasonable. I mean, you haven't threatened us or anything, so I feel like...
I don't think there's any need to threaten just yet, is there?
Yet?
That's the nicest thing a boss has ever said to us.
Yeah, so, I think you're...
Okay, are you one of those carrot-nut-stick bosses? I could get used to this.
I love carrots.
And I love nuts.
Are you just Mr. Explosum rebuilt into a lady body? Because he did that with Chris.
My relation to Mr. Explosum is irrelevant.
Okay.
All you guys need to know is that you need to write a script, and I need it now.
Did you know he was on the moon in his time clam?
Did you know that he completely rebuilt this gorgeous body that you're seeing right now?
Are we the only ones that know that?
Yeah, I think we should all introduce ourselves, right? This is Joel.
Do you know us? I'm Joel. That's Dave.
I know you, but I'd like to know who you guys think you are.
Oh, God. Okay. Fuck.
I think my name is Rob, and as you know, I think I'm a real go-getter with lots of career potential and upwards mobility.
Are we interviewing for our own jobs right now?
I think you won't be disappointed in me, Mrs. Explosum.
My name's Dave. I'm a real go-getter, too. I go and get Rob when I need shit done.
It's true.
I go back to bed.
Yeah.
Usually.
I'm Joel. I'm a real goat-getter. yeah, get your goat. fuck. I don't know.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm a yogurt getter, and I am the strong one.
Oh, he's the strong silent type. Don't talk anymore, Chris.
So really, we're like a human centipede.
Yeah, we all
go-getters.
We compliment each other and compliment each other, both spellings.
Yeah, and all I can tell you is that you need all four boys.
Don't kill any of us.
We're like a totem pole of work.
I do the verbs, and Rob does nouns.
I do the conjugations.
Don't kill anyone, but if you have to kill somebody, kill Chris.
Chris does the spaces between lines.
Yeah.
Let's just stop thinking about death for a minute. We can think about that much later.
That's going to be hard. It's
so you guys do have a script ready for me, don't you?
Yeah. What?
Yep.
Shit.
I write scripts in my sleep. I write scripts for breakfast.
Yeah, take your pick, really. We got so many scripts ready.
Can we talk to you like we're your sassy man friends? Like, shit, girl.
Absolutely you know? Not. No, oh, okay, no, sorry. You will right. respect me.
Well, okay. I mean, got it. You know, Me Too generation and all. I don't want to say anything untoward.
There's another
yeah,
group.
Yeah, so Scripps, what are we doing?
Oh, what did we do?
I don't know.
Are there any special...
Hey, Mrs. Explosum, look over there. Mute. Somebody, goddamn it. Okay. What the fuck is going on?
Okay. I don't know.
First of all...
Mr. Explosum's sister or daughter or mom...
It can't be his mom. His he's 100.
On the plus side.
Is it a moon clone?
On the plus side, she seems like she's not very aggressive.
Reasonable?
Like Mr. Explosive. She seems like she could even be nice. Who knows? Hmm.
No boss is nice. This is something that I've learned
haven't
from
you,
having
haven't
jobs.
You seen a sitcom before?
Yeah.
The
and also,
nice,
well, if we're going by sitcom rules, then no woman is nice either. So I'm not sure how far
the
we
only sitcom I've watched is The Flintstones.
So. I've only watched The Dilbert Show.
And I only watch... The first three seasons of Big Bang Theory.
So if she's anything like Mr. Slit, I'm terrified.
I did watch every other episode of Breaking Bad.
Chris, what do we do?
Well, I think if we can just distract somehow by talking about how much we respect her, I think that
And so, Mrs. Explosum, I'm sorry if you couldn't hear me, but I was just singing a song about how I bet... You're fair.
It goes like
one, two, three, and four.
Miss Explosum is fair. She's the best in the land. She's a very good boss, and she gave me a hand when I needed some help, and I didn't have lunch, and she bought my lunch, and she bought it for everybody. Explosum! She missed Explosum.
We're not implying that you only give lunch. That would be disrespectful.
Would you buy us lunch?
I have an odd feeling that you guys are trying to distract me from the matter at hand.
No. This is just how we do. We like to do a singing song introduction before we deliver a great script.
Consider it the opening band to your wonderful script.
Consider us the Three Doors Down to your bush.
It's kind of the aloha here at Explosum, is we sing a song about how we respect you whenever we're leaving or saying hello.
Well,
so expect that from here on out.
It's awful. Okay. First and foremost, I just want to be honest with you all. Okay. But you're here to impress me as well, if you didn't know already. So if you could please stick to the task at hand, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much.
The script we wrote.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right.
Do you want us to just jump right into it or...
Do you have anything special you might want? Is there anything you're looking for?
Nope.
I'm assuming none of you read the email then, huh?
We don't have a computer
email.
Here.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to be introducing your bad boy boyfriend to your parents, one of you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
And you know what's weird is it's weird to get notes on a written script moments before you deliver it, but I feel like we're up to the task.
That's Hollywood, baby.
It's also weird to get emails from management. With our previous boss, he just gave us instructions by swearing at us.
It helps if you ring up. If you ring us up and yell at us, that's what our preferred method of communication.
Mute, God damn it.
Shit, what?
We have a chance here to rebuild our relationship with our weird, slightly threatening boss.
I'm sorry, I'm just so used to how it was previously.
Okay, unmute.
You're safe now, Dave.
So... with no further ado, I'm sorry, what was the premise again?
So one of you, a teenage girl, is introducing her bad boy boyfriend to her parents.
Okay, so mom and dad played by me and Rob, bad girl Chris, please, let's all pick names this time. Introduces
Chris is a girl's name.
Bad boyfriend Dave.
Where's this happening? This is happening at the train station.
Why would it be at a train station?
No, it's not at a train station. It's in a regular person's house.
Get trains
God
off your
damn
mind.
It, Dave.
You've chosen the most exciting place to set this, I
ruining
suppose.
Everything.
Someone's house.
We open and our two lovebirds standing on the stoop before they ring the door. Chris is the girl. Rob is the... No, Dave's the bad boy. That's right.
Oh, boy.
What?
Okay, and I know that this is a little quick that, that I'll be introducing you to my parents first, but I figure we'd just get it out of the way and then get back to make out point where I can be fingered once again the way you do it in that bad boy
baby.
Way with your fingerless gloves.
You know how I do those fingers, baby.
Oh, I know.
You know I like to slip them up deep and tight.
Yeah, remind me. Remind me in full detail.
Let me tell you all about I like to...
Door opens mid-conversation, and parents are standing right there listening. Mom, Dad!
Daughter.
Hi!
Yes.
Hey.
Well, Susan, I suppose I didn't hear what I thought I heard, and this is your new man.
This is Bradley, my new man.
You guys are so cute together. Let me pinch your little cheeks.
Are they?
Oh.
Are they cute, Helen?
I think so. But
you like these cheeks? Wait until you like it. What do you check out my fingers? What do you think?
Okay. Ooh,
what are you, young man?
Aren't they great? Yeah. They're covered in scars.
His fingers?
Yeah.
Are covered in scars.
I love
You've brought a scarred up man into my. Look, let's get off this stoop.
Come
let's
on
get inside,
inside
please.
Yeah, geez, I made guacamole.
I fucking love guacamole.
Come on in.
Pleased to meet you, guacamole.
Please don't use your fingers in the guacamole, though. Yeah. Here, don't use a fork.
All five of your fingers are sifting through my guacamole.
Sorry, I can't see very well. I have to touch everything.
It's okay.
Palpate.
I'll throw away all the food and we can start over. It's no big deal.
Helen,
all right, I'll be right back.
No, that's all right. I'm just going to go through your trash and get that guacamole back.
Helen, can you show Bradley where the trash is? I'd like to have a word with our daughter.
Bradley, come on in here. Let's talk.
Susan.
Dad? Dadley?
Yes. Dadley. Yes. Listen, I'm your... I want to be supportive, but this boy, tell me, what appeals to him? What appeals to you? I'm so nervous. I don't know what to say.
You always get nervous and embarrassing when I bring over a bad boy.
Well, he's
going to be
so
he's going to make me
we're
part
doing
of
this again.
Bad boy gang. I love the way he dresses. I love the way
Hang on. Hey, God, can we talk about his bad boy gang for a second?
Yeah, his bad boy gang.
What does he do? Crimes?
The snake skulls. Yeah, they do crimes. They do crimes. They do drugs. They do swear words. They do graffiti.
We go to a meeting of the snake skulls happening across town. Bradley's missing this meeting. All right, order, everybody get together. Snake skulls, local 53rd.
I brought potato salad this time. I hope that's okay with everyone.
Did you put all your fingers in it?
Yeah, every single my most god fingers, I stirred it.
Could you finger some of that into my mouth, please?
Yes, sir. There you go. You're the boss.
Finger some of that. I brought some lumpy wrench for us to finger, too.
Nice.
I brought chicken fingers that we could finger some fingers into our mouths.
Okay, so we got fingers covered, everybody.
Anyway, meeting called to order.
Where's Bradley?
Where is Bradley?
I thought he was with you guys. I thought he was doing the swear words with the graffiti.
Listen.
Is he on drive-by duty?
He was supposed to be fingering this broad up in Makeout Point with his fingerless gloves and then bringing her here for her initiation to join the Snake Skulls.
Hey, let's go find him. What do you say?
This place could use a woman's touch, if you know what I mean. You know, like her fingering us for once. I'm sick of fingering
Hey, all three of you just jumps on my handlebars and we'll drive around town until we find him. What do you
say? That's perfect. Motorcycle noises, go.
Let's pack up our heat and get your knives.
Vroom.
And cut back to the house with Bradley and,
and the mom.
The lady's mother. Yeah.
So, Bradley, tell me about your tattoos. Are you a Saving Private Ryan fan? I saw the swastika on your shoulder.
Oh, my.
I love Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, forget about those. I mean, check out these tattoos on my fingers, though.
Ooh.
This one, it was inspired by my dad. He worked on trigonometry. He was a professional trigonometer.
That's amazing.
This is a 6-inch long ruler on my finger. Do you want to see me use it? Yeah, watch how deep it can go into the trash.
Use the guacamole you already ruined.
There you go.
Ooh. What are we doing?
Like the sound that made.
Digging through the trash here, everybody? It's family stuff.
So, Bradley, do you do drugs? Because I got some.
Yeah, I do all the drugs.
Want to see my stash? Don't tell my husband.
Let me
come
see.
On.
Come
I'm
on,
here. I'm literally here.
Oh, shit.
I caught you.
Hey, dear.
Hi. Listen, guys, I'm dealing with a lot now. I want to be supportive of our daughter and Bradley. Can I talk to you privately? Saving Private Bradley? Well, my wife continues to dig through the trash.
I love trash.
Mom, do you need help with the dishes? What's taking so long?
Well, I had to redo everything because your gross boyfriend touched it all.
Okay.
Outside. Bradley, son, what are your intentions with my daughter?
I'm not your son.
Young man? Can you...
That'll do. That's
a
great.
Modicum of respect at my house is all I ask. Can you just tell me, what are your intentions with my daughter?
My intentions?
My beautiful Susan.
Well, I'm hoping to court her.
You're not gonna finger her, are you?
Oh, well, whatever give me that impression.
Well,
the fact that I'd be kind of practicing on things all
evening. Read the tattoos down all four of your fingers.
All six of my fingers. You'll see that it says F-I-N-G-E-R. And then two exclamation marks. I guess I do have four fingers.
Yeah, and then it says bang beneath that. And if you look up your wrist, it says these fingers are made for.
I like to put my hand into a gun shape and go bang bang sometimes, and I forget what I have to say because
when we were inside, you were telling me you were going to finger my potato salad, you were going to finger my guacamole, and I believe my wife. Well, now that we're outside alone, you're telling me none of those things are going to happen, young man.
No, the reason I told you that was because how can I trust you and your food? Your food might be poisonous. You don't know. I have to put my finger in there and see if it works out. If it's something that I can eat, okay? I've got many allergies.
You go in there right now and you finger everything on our table, and I'll decide. Okay. And I'll decide if you're good enough for my daughter.
Okay. We go inside. And,
all right, dinner's ready again for the second time.
The daughter and mother on the table.
Now listen, honey. I know you just.
Mom, why do you always make me sit on the table instead of on a chair?
Well, I made a deal with you, Bradley, and so please, if you would begin on this side of the table and work your way towards Susan.
It's like Thanksgiving in here.
Well, it is Thanksgiving, Bradley. This is Thanksgiving dinner. Never had it. Outside on the stoop. Motorcycles pulling up noises.
I smell a Bradley in there.
This where that chick lives, what he was fingering?
I smell...
and whatnot.
I smell three things. I smell Bradley. I smell a delicious Thanksgiving dinner.
We do memorize each other's smells.
And I smell fingers. Ah. And so we're going to go inside.
I smell fingers that happens. I haven't fingered nothing. And let me tell you, I'm ready to be fingered.
You were about to say no matter what happens, shoot everybody, right?
No, we're not shooting anybody.
I say drag him behind our bikes.
If Bradley's not fingering anything right now, he's out of the club.
That's a much better idea.
Let's ride circles around him until they get really dizzy and scared.
That's right, knuckle butt. We're going to ride circles around this house until they come out.
All right.
With their fingers in the air.
I'm ready.
Motorcycle noises, go!
Let's put our fingers together and do the teamwork.
The chant,
ready?
Let's link them all together.
All right.
Let's do that.
On three.
On five.
Five. One, two, three, four, five.
Finger Freddy.
Finger Freddy forever.
Snakes goals.
Snakes. Oh, yeah. Forgot about snakes goals. That's right. I'm sorry, but is that... motorcycles I hear outside? You're only halfway through fingering the table, Bradley.
Maybe.
Did you bring friends?
Maybe I did.
I don't think I made enough guacamole.
You know, we're going to need more guacamole, and we're going to need more of you on the table.
Susan, explain this to me. Your new boyfriend is involved with motorcycle men?
That's right. I love that about him. It's one of my favorite things about him is he's part of a big old scary gang.
Tell me five things you love about him right now.
One, his scars.
Okay.
Two, his...
I can't deny.
His motorcycles, gangs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Three.
The fact that he's in a violent gang, sure.
The chains wrapped around his arms.
Those are menacing, to say the least.
Four is very questionable racist tattoos.
Okay. I was worried about that, but as long as you're aware, at least I know you're aware. And the last thing, the thing you love the most about Bradley...
is the way fingers me. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad.
My God.
That's right. Where do you think I get these scars from, Peppy? I finger shit so tight that I deglove my own fingers.
It's true. He'll finger me to the point where I'm dry and he keeps going. And then his hand gets scarred because I'm quite coarse.
Well, I'm going to go vomit and then cook dinner a third time.
Hey, send out Bradley and the girl!
Oh my God!
My boys,
this?
My boys are coming to get me now. I've got my foot in the finger.
Oh, mind sorry, Mom and Dad. I kind of brought you in the middle of a turf war
between Bradley and his own gang.
That's
Susan. This is
no. We're just a gang that really hates nuclear families.
Don't be mad. I love him.
This is beyond our differences in politics and our difference in religion. I think this young man is going to get us killed or possibly fingered.
We're not here to kill you. The second thing is true, though. We are here to finger.
If we aren't going outside to meet my boys, they'll be coming inside, and they'll be coming inside again, if you know what I mean.
Hey, Bradley, there you are. Personally, I'm here to get fingered, just so you know.
They're coming in the windows.
Come on in, boys. We got turkey and babes and fingers for everyone.
Is it okay if we make motorcycle sounds in here?
Motorcycle sounds. Let's do it.
That's my boy.
Hey, boys. This is great. Hey, Mom, Dad, this is the snake skulls.
Could you please? There are four snake skulls in here by your assertion. Could you please name them all for me, Susan? I'm writing this down.
Absolutely. This one's Spike. This one's Bike.
Uh-huh. And this one's name tag says Knuckle Butt?
That's my name.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Knuckle Butt.
I'm sure.
And I'm Jed.
I'm sure the last. Oh, Jed. Okay.
Oh, Spike. We don't really like to reference Jed. He's kind of new.
Hey, yeah, these are all my boys.
Spike, Bike, we Knuckle make a, Butt, we and
made
Jed.
A, we make a pretty rough and tumble gang of hellions.
Sorry
and
to
tufts.
Bust in on your family dinner, but we were looking for our boy Bradley.
Yeah, we heard you this were trying like to initiate him into a family, and he's in our gang, not yours.
Listen.
Listen, I'm...
Everyone shut up. You're in my home. Please turn your motorcycles on quiet. Do they have a setting? I don't know.
They actually do. They're, okay. They come out this year.
Oh, they have, that's very
they
nice.
They got Bluetooth about that. As well.
It's like a Dyson vacuum. It's all not right. that
They
bad.
Got three different intensities, and you can turn them off, too.
Go through all of them real quick.
Okay, so go on. Uh-huh. Please go and on, next...
Oh, sorry.
Go
okay.
on, ringleader. I mean, okay. father of the gang listen. Family.
Listen here.
Hey,
there's one thing I know about gangs, and uh-huh. that's that they're like a family. You don't always pick the one you get, and you don't always like the one you pick.
The same can be said about fingering, the way we sees it.
I gotta tell you, this family, I come over, they got guacamole ready. I ruined it, even though it was already in the trash.
For fingering.
I pulled it out. You know, they sit in the table. I might have done something terrible, but they've been very homely. They've been very friendly towards me. And you know,
who are you calling say, homely, my wife?
Let's say we let them into the, you know, they let them into the skull fucks or that's wherever we're called. That's the knuckle fucks.
The snake skulls?
The snake that's skulls. A good that's point. The one. Yeah.
That's a good point because most people who we okay. park our bicycles in their living motorcycles in their living room, yeah, they get yeah. mad at us. But these guys right. have these been guys. Gracious.
I was on a trajectory of inviting you all to join my family, but instead you're inviting us to join your violent motorcycle
well, you know,
gang.
There's nothing more important. There's nothing more important.
A man once said to me, I don't remember when, but uh-huh. a family is sort of like a gang.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know where I heard it, but it really resonated with me.
And, okay. and that's why we brought this tandem motorcycle that your whole family can fit on.
Oh!
We would like to invite you, this family, to join the Skull Snakes officially.
Snake Skulls?
That's what I meant. Okay.
We change our gang name a lot. It's a little thing that we do so we don't
get
caught.
It keeps the cops off our trail.
All right, Susan, my beloved, my daughter, my only child.
Yes, my father / new gang initiate.
Are you above me in this gang?
A little bit, just slightly. I'm pretty new to the gang, but you know, I'll put you through initiation and drag you behind my motorcycle. I'll go
okay,
easy
so
on
you're
going to
kick the shit out of me, and that's what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah, but I'll do it with my flip flops, so it won't be so bad.
Is there
just
anything? Is this what you want, my sweet girl? Is this what you want out of life?
More than anything, Daddy.
Then to make you happy, your mother, and I will not ask what her thoughts are on the situation.
No need. My job is cooking.
Okay, Helen, please just get in the sidecar.
We don't.
And Susan, if you will let me do the honors of holding on to your waist while you drive us off with our new violent motorcycle gang, the Skull Snakes, Snake Skulls.
Thank you so. Of course, Dad. Thanks for being understanding. I thought you were going to be judgmental and really traditional as a father, but now you're my favorite gang member.
I'm a real 90s kind of dad.
I feel like I've really, you know what, new pops, I feel like I've really impressed myself upon you. And
Bradley,
I think
you
we're
are
gonna
my
be,
son.
I think we're going to be, we're going to get on great. We're going to get on like a finger in a hole.
Like a bowl of guacamole, guys, huh? Right, Bradley?
Guys, if we could,
bowl of guac, that's right.
Fellow snake skulls.
Knucklebutt, what are we
family,
doing tonight?
Put our fingers together
okay.
in a circle.
And let's say the real chant this
right,
time, the one
six.
That we normally say. Count to six, and then say the very complicated chant that we always say.
And let's welcome our new friends.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Snake skulls forever.
Skull snakes have what it takes.
Even if you have to rob and kill and family.
We will slowly consume families and make them one of us.
Also, welcome father, mother, and Susan.
And the wife in the kitchen.
And the wife into the gang. Snake skulls forever.
Guys, I brought out dinner number three.
Let's ride into the sunset, boys.
Wait, let's eat first.
Oh, yeah. Mom! Fucking shut up!
Freeze frame.
The end!
It ends on a freeze frame, of course.
Yes.
What do you think, Mrs. Explosum?
I would
so
say confident. Perhaps unorthodox. Some would say really, really terrible.
Oh.
Well, I don't know those people. Some would say I haven't met them.
Yeah, are you saying that people who are orthodox are really, really terrible?
Are you saying the only people that would say that are called orthodox and really terrible?
Oh, man.
Because that's on them. That's not on us.
That's anti-Semitic, Mrs. Explosum.
Oh, well, Well, you know, I have a You'll lot of really, right really horrible beliefs, but that's beside okay. the point.
Can you tell me three of them?
Yeah, okay, absolutely. I don't believe that water should be available to everybody. I think that
so
be...
far, that's the life we're living.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Nothing's changed.
That's fair, that's fair.
I think that abortions should absolutely be mandatory, especially if you live outside of the United States.
For men?
Oh, everybody, absolutely.
So everyone that's not American should be aborted. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Oh. That is absolutely. Oh,
you're gonna,
wow. what I mean.
You're gonna yeah. love me.
Like retroactive. I get it.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then one more. Your worst held belief?
I just believe that we should all move to Florida.
Oh my God.
That's Jesus
way
Christ.
Too far.
That's no. horrifying.
We were joking before. Like it was all it's fun horrifying. And games until that one.
Mm. Mrs. Explosum, I gotta say.
I think we're gonna have a good working relationship.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Well, just remember, boys.
Are we allowed to continue?
You aren't the first, boys, and you won't be uh-huh. the last. So,
the fuck?
Step that up your game, as fuck. Please.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Okay.
There's,
bye.
There's step other boys.
Game. There will be
next week. Next week, Mrs. Explosum.
Catch you on the flip side.
Oh boy.
Bye.
Hang up. Somebody hang up. Oh fuck.
Well.
God damn it.
That raised questions.
We're in the same boat we've always been.
There's other boys.
Nothing's better.
There's nothing
other,
worse, there's though.
Other
there's,
boys?
Should we rescue them? Or should we, or maybe they can rescue us?
Well,
Chris, I don't think she implied, about? Yeah, I don't think she implied there are other boys.
Yeah, who are you talking about?
Do you think
about?
There's other writing rooms going through the same thing at the same
no.
time?
No.
Like, are there like rows and rows?
No, it's not like a Tesseract of writing rooms.
That, oh, like that movie Cube?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like
or
Cube.
Interstellar.
Yeah.
Maybe it is like Cube. Maybe we should start climbing into the ceiling.
That, I would go through the floor myself.
I imagine it being more like Cabin in the Woods, where there's all these different rooms moving everywhere underground, oh. and we're in one of them.
Yeah, like Cube. Okay. Like Cube.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's all the same movie. I get that. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm newly terrified. Yeah.
And here I was thinking we'd have our first little half-day pizza day and be able to not write ideas, just kind of go do our normal thing where we talk about dicks and sex toys and stuff. But now we're back on the grind.
We're back in the seat. We're back in the driver's seat, or not
the rider's seat.
The rider's seat.
We're in the trunk.
The motorcycle.
You know something? I'm feeling
definitely.
I'm feeling. I'm feeling optimistic though, because we have a new boss and a chance to start over. We have the future is unknown. We can.
Do you have to wear shades? It's so bright.
Kind of. It's so bright. God. I had to look the other way and go, "Wow, some sunscreen."
I don't know. We're going to stay in here.
Impress this one and maybe have a better relationship.
Yeah. Because let me remind you, our last boss was trying to kill us, and we were trying to kill him, and that's not a healthy.
And I'm
going to
say it now: someone start seducing Mrs. Explosum on the next call.
Not it.
I just don't know if we're gonna. I'm not doing it.
I'll do it. I got plenty. I got plenty
of
moves from Mr. Explosum.
You were trying
Explosum.
To seduce the last one.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Divert all of that energy.
Yeah. Well, I do have a sexy new body. I might as well use it.
That's true.
I got my
hind legs. I don't know if we're
going to
stay in her good graces with scripts like that.
Yeah,
no,
that's true.
No, I think we have to step up our game.
Yeah,
I don't think motorcycle family meet the parents is going to work if we plan to keep our jobs or possibly our necks.
I thought when Bradley walked in, I thought that was a flashback.
Oh, well. Okay. Oh, well. Yeah, that's it then. Follow us on Twitter. At Here's an Idea Pod, except delete your Twitter account because it's contributing to the erosion of democracy. Follow me on Twitter at Hijinks and Sue. I'm Joel.
I'm Div.
And where can they not follow you because they've deleted their Twitter
account? Look, go follow Joel and you'll probably find me in his tweets
good.
Somewhere.
What about Rob?
I don't even care.
Follow me at Real Donald Trump.
Ugh.
My real name is Rob.
Robbled Trump?
Robbled Trump.
And follow Chris still?
Follow me on LiveJournal. My username is Crystal Tears. With a K.
And then uppercase X and a lowercase X.
And
on
no more
side.
Underscores.
No further
and then 69420.
Speaking of underscores, check out our Patreon to support our animated shorts. Patreon.com/cyanide_and_happiness.
No more underscores.
No further.
I was going to say I didn't understand the link between underscores and what you were about to say, but then you.
Thanks for
that's it.
Thanks for underscoring your point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, here's to another week. This is not going to go great for us.
I was hoping we could just stop.
Like forever?
Yeah.
End the podcast?
Yeah.
I've been praying for that for
Okay. One,
at least
two
years.
Stop.
Go. Wait, I said go on accident.
Fuck.
So you gotta keep going now.
Goodbye. And I just wanna say mwah.
Mwah.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
All right. Rob, God damn it, Rob. Rob never lets anything be over. Ever. Here Here's an idea as an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. Explosum.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.